Hi there, and thanks for joining us. On this week's podcast, we have the Mixer on the Mall. We hear about a new Cork-based online store, and who's going to RebelCon this year? I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
Now, how we shop has changed quite a lot in recent years, and a lot of people just use online as their first port of call. Well, my next guest has developed a site that will be of use to people both in the building trade and anyone indeed who is either building or renovating or improving their homes. It is a new Cork venture. It's called energystore.ie. Patrick Hogan, you're very welcome to Red Business. Thanks
Hi.
For joining us.
Hey, Jonathan.
Tell me all about this. Now, this is a website that is targeting a pretty broad audience, isn't it?
Yes, yes. So the idea came about back in November. One of our other businesses, we found that there was no way of buying building and energy projects online. So as we did, we looked into the market and found that there was nowhere to buy everything for the building trade. So like everyone may know what a BIM is, a building information modeling system, but
I have no idea what that is, but thank you for explaining what it is.
So it's an online marketplace for businesses to sell their products online. So what we do is we go to a business maybe that won't have an e-commerce, or a business that can sell directly, and we can sell for them. Or if, let's say, a local business, say Toss Brandon from Oi, who is one of our partners, they can advertise all their products online with us, and it's free to
okay.
do.
Okay, and it's all in one place. And you look it up, it's got different brands. You've got plumbing and heating, you've got boilers, you've got appliances, you've got home furnishings, power tools. It's kind of a little bit of everything here,
everything.
Isn't it?
Everything. And our plan was to start with 100,000 items by the end of 2020. Our development team has grown very, very quickly. But we smashed that. We have access to over 400,000 products. So if there's something not online today, we will have more online every single day, but you can contact us. There's a page online, can find what you're looking for. The team in Cork will deal with you very, very quickly.
And again, it is its own thing, energystore.ie, but the instant comparison is it looks a little bit like Amazon. And doesn't Amazon do this, and why don't I just use Amazon?
When I say marketplace, that's the global marketplace. But what we're focused on is, first of all, Ireland, expanding out as we go, but we are focused on Ireland and Cork because we're Cork-centric. But we offer local shops the ability to get online. So we actually work with retailers instead of selling the products ourselves. So the idea is to increase the retailer's business along with their customers coming into their bricks and mortar stores. But our focus is to get the customers that may not know of Living Dreams or Toss Brian's in Cork that could be in Donegal. So that's our idea, looking at the macros of Ireland first and then expanding it. My background is retail. I spent 10 years in retail before going off doing my entrepreneurial wisdom. And I saw a huge market for this. And I've done in around about 50 e-commerce with a developer who's our head architect in this project over the last 10 years. And it's a billion euro industry in Ireland. It can be a trillion euro industry in years to come. But e-commerce doesn't cost anything. It's very different to the normal store.
Yeah, you've got the cost of having the store and the people standing in the store and the electricity that turns the lights on. So if you have somebody out there at the moment who isn't in the e-commerce space, this is a platform by which they can do it. Now, do they have to be in this specific area? I mean, is it effectively anything in a house?
Yeah, anything in a house at all. So it can be the picture frame to an insulated slab in the wall, everything. So we have access to quite a lot of things, but please reach out. Reach out to me personally or through the online platform. But how do we differ from Amazon, you asked earlier? We also do service. So the service entity to us is we have Collect, which is a bin service based in Southeast. We have Control 4, which is home automation system. We also have Smart Builder. Smart Builder is a local Cork builder, but it's an online form that you fill in to make your dream home.
Okay, so in other words, you buy the stuff and you can also find the people who'll put it in.
Correct.
For you. Okay, which is handy because if you're like me, you're useless and you need someone to help you all the time.
Yeah.
Look, you mentioned your own retail experience and and how this is an entrepreneurial venture. Where does this go? I mean, how many jobs are going to be created out of this? And second of all, you mentioned 400,000 products. Are you going to stop there?
No, I never stop. As you well know at this stage, I don't stop. I have a target for 20 jobs in the next 12 months. We've already hired two more people onto the team already in Little Island, and we're expanding our business as well. So that means we need a bigger space. So that's really good for Cork as well. But 300,000, 400,000 products. If I had 2 million products, I won't stop.
Well, it is a good thing. And there's a finance element to this as well, isn't there?
So that's our unique selling point, let's call it. So we've teamed up with a couple of different lenders. We went with Link Finance. So Link Finance, our partnership with them, is really, really cool into the market. So they do business lending. As of today, this morning, I heard they've lended up to 100 million euros into the Irish market to businesses. But what we're launching is something really, really cool. It's called trade finance. So it's for tradesmen. So let's say it's an engineer to a plumber. They can fund their projects. So they can take on the bigger jobs and have the project funded. And they take it over 12 months. They pay, obviously, an interest rate. But the faster they pay it back, the less they pay, because they don't, if they pay back in 3 months, they don't have to pay the extra interest.
Okay, so in other words, this appeals to consumers on a different level. It appeals to the businessman, it appeals to the person who was building the house, it appeals to someone who's looking for a nice set of cushions.
Correct.
All run out of Cork.
Yes.
You've got the existing staff working on it now. We're moving to your new premises. How can people find out all about it? What's the website address?
So it's nrgstore.ie.
EnergyStore.ie. Patrick Hogan of EnergyStore.ie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Red Business. All that's best about business in Cork.
So we're nearly at the summer holidays part of everyone's year, and a great way to send everybody off if they work on one of Cork's premier business streets is to take part in what's known as the Mixer on the Mall. And to tell me all about that, I'm joined by Frank Brennan, who is involved with the Mixer on the Mall and also with Republic of Work. Frank, how are you, my friend?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
Now, you've decided on the longest day of the year for the Mixer on the Mall.
Correct.
What is it?
So, the Mixer on the Mall is an event not to be missed for this summer. In fact, we're getting all the businesses on the South Mall and the business community together on the longest day of the year. This is so we can really get to know our neighbours.
Okay, so now they're all here. You see them every day. You meet them on the street. Surely you know them well enough to ask them for a drink, don't you?
Yeah, sure. I don't think anybody's going to turn down a drink, if that's the case. The idea being is that, look, we meet people every single day in, day out, in Republic Work and even on the Mall. But we never really get to know them, really. Do you know what I mean? There's so many companies, so many businesses, big and small, that we don't really know what they do. And they could be our next door neighbours.
Yeah, and it's a big mix on the street, isn't it? You've got the traditional banks and you've got auctioneers and so on, but there's lots of other companies up steps and downstairs.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, even like you go down to the top of the mall, you've got the likes of Eventbrite, a big tech company. We never thought we'd see the day that we'd have a big tech company on the mall, considering that it's normally solicitors, accountants, all those types of practices. And then we go right around to the top of the Grand Parade, even we look at, like, you've the likes of Facebook and Oculus and all these big tech companies as well. So it is diverse, it is different, and it is good to get everybody in underneath the one roof and to get to know these people.
So the Mixer involves food and drink, two of the most favourite things in my life. So what are people going to get? Because it's not just one venue, is it?
Correct. So we're going to do a bit of a crawl. So we're going to start here in Republic of Work, and we're going to kick off at 4:30 on the 21st of June, the longest day of the year. We're going to have Graham Norton Irish Gin.
I didn't expect the gin part. Yeah. You're not having Graham, but you will have his gin.
There's compliments of Barry and Fitzwilliam, the premium drinks company. We're going to have a bit of food. We're going to make our way down to the Maldron Hotel. So the new Maldron on the top of the South Mall. And we're going to sample their sharing board. And then we're going to make our way down to the very end of the mall, where we're going to join Ernest and the gang in Electric for some Prosecco, Bellinis and finger food.
Okay, so there's food and drink to be had at all three locations, and you can get a little bit of sample of what it is like in each, because they're fairly diverse. Obviously, you've got the bar and the restaurant, you've got the brand new hotel, and you've got Republic of Work, which is the shared office space. So you get to have a little wander around both as well and sample the best on offer.
Yeah.
The thing of, when you talk about something like this, Frank, your first person... When you talk about something like this, right, the first thing people are going to say is, how much is it going to cost me? So how much is this going to cost me?
It's the best thing about it, I think. It's going to be completely free.
You see, that's your first mistake anyway. You're not going to make any money off of doing that. But there is a restriction on the type of people that you want. They have to be the well-heeled people of the South Mall, don't they? Someone who has to work on the South Mall.
Yeah, correct.
And applies to everybody.
Absolutely. We want the big decision makers, but we want the most important people at the teams as well.
So we invite the traffic wardens, because they seem to be on the South Mall an awful lot. Can they come?
No.
I still think you should invite them. So how do people go about getting tickets for this? Because it is a ticketed event.
Yeah, jump onto our website, so republicwork.com, and you can get the Eventbrite link through our website. But Jonathan, we were after skipping one big one. Right, so at the very end, when we arrive in Electric, there is a prize draw from each of the venue worth €2,000.
Okay.
So each venue that we'll be visiting, so Republic of Work, the Maldron Hotel and Electric, we're all pooling in and we're going to give this raffle prize of up to €2,000.
Okay, so the South Mall Mixer, it takes place on the 21st of June. The details are up on Eventbrite and you can access the link through republicofwork.com, and you're giving away $2,000 worth of gear as well as free food and drink, and it costs people nothing. This is the worst business idea that I've ever had on Red Business, but it sounds like it'll be great crack on the night. Frank Brennan of Republic of Work, I wish you and everyone involved in the South Mall Mixer the very best of luck.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.
Now, Ireland's only software conference for the tech community, RebelCon, has announced an impressive lineup of speakers for their upcoming event, which takes place over 2 days on the 19th and 20th of June at the Clayton Hotel in Cork City. With me now to tell me all about it is Stephanie Sheehan of Populo. Stephanie, how are you? Thanks for joining us again.
No problem. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you're planning this year, because you have to make it bigger and you have to make it better every year.
Yes, that's always the challenge. So we've definitely done that, Jonathan. So this year is our third year in a row. So last year we sold out. We had 250 attending the event. We ran it over 2 days. We had three tracks. This year we've gone bigger again. We're going for 300 people attending. We've got actually four tracks of speakers on day two. We had an enormous application from the technical community. We had a speaker submission of over 150 talks. So we had a job to whittle that down. So we're running four tracks on day two, increasing the numbers that we have attending and broadening out our categories in terms of
what we're speaking
about.
And adding infinite stress to the poor people who are trying to organise the event, no doubt.
Absolutely.
You are focusing on the Internet of Things, amongst other matters this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we have a track where we're speaking about that. We've got a number of things. So we're talking about culture, we're talking about Internet of Things, we're talking about the new technologies that are coming out and emerging, what's hot, what's not, what's fluff. We're also talking about mental health and wellness in the workplace. So we've got a number of different streams to the conference this year, which really broadens it out.
So why? I mean, the question is why? Why draw all these different voices together into what you call tracks and the rest of us call discussions?
Sure.
What's the point of doing this?
So it's really to give a forum, I guess, to the technology practitioners here in Cork especially. So what we were seeing, Jonathan, was a couple of years ago, the tech community in Cork was booming. There was loads of meetups happening every night. People were leaving their homes, coming out at night, doing presentations for each other, talking about the work they were doing, the challenges they were facing. And it was all very organic and a little bit underground. They were looking for sponsorship from companies to help them to buy a bit of pizza at the end of the night. So we just really wanted...
Simple demands,
a little bit of pizza and a chat. So we wanted to give a broader forum for that and really bring in some international speakers, give a forum to our own local speakers and give a chance to talk about what people are doing, showcase it and meet other peers.
Now, was it always 2 days or did you add an extra day because of interest?
Yeah, it wasn't always 2 days. We did add
an extra
day.
You really want to make extra work for yourself, don't you?
Well, you know what? It's driven by demand. So that's what we're hearing back from what people want. We've actually partnered up with ITA Cork Skillnet for day one. So we're putting on some training programs. We have three workshops on day one, specifically tailored to the training needs of Cork industry. And we're partnering with ITA Cork Skillnet to do that. So that's one need that was there. That's a gap.
One of the most obvious things, speaking at events similar to this and speaking to people coming into the studio talking like you are right now, is the need to broaden out that talent pool to make sure that we have the right kind of people coming in out of our third level system that companies want. And you're very sensible in working with CIT on this, as well as all other institutions. But what's that pipeline like right now?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. It's really good. And it's very much aligned with the industry as well. So the colleges are really working together with the companies to prepare, I guess, good courses that are feeding the needs of the companies that are coming into Cork. We've got a really high demand sector here in technology. And the breadth of disciplines that those companies are looking for is quite wide and quite diverse. And I think that the colleges are doing a fantastic job at working with those companies and making sure that what's coming out is meeting the demand.
And one of the other things you mentioned that you're going to touch on, mental health.
Yeah.
This is a generation, and I'm not saying this in any negative way, but it's a generation that struggles a lot with the transition from college to workplace and the fact that they all have phones in their hands constantly and the Internet of Things is ruining everything for them. It's important that they become a little more robust, that they have got coping skills.
Yeah.
Is the industry changing to accommodate that?
Yeah, well, look, life is busy and we live in a knowledge economy and we have information coming at us at a huge rate and it's fast and we get overwhelmed. I think the industry is very cognizant of that. We've gone to a lot of conferences around Europe and States and you generally see an entire track of discussion dedicated to culture, mental health, wellness in the workplace and safety. I think that we're very cognizant and understanding of that. So we've dedicated a section of the conference to that as well. We've partnered with CPL and we put together a panel on mental health and we'll have a discussion about, you know, what are the challenges that you're facing, especially in the software technology industry, because, you know, there are so many things that you need to learn. There's so many things that you need to do. It can be very overwhelming. There's a lot of pressure to deliver. And so we were going to discuss things like, what are the challenges? What can you do to make it safe for you? What can you do to make sure that your environment is mentally nourishing and that you're safe and well in your workplace? Mm.
And is it a unique challenge in this space, in the software, in the development space, in the IT space?
I don't think it's unique. I think it's something that everybody faces. We face it day to day in every walk of life. I think it can be a little bit more challenging in the software side of things because it is so fast paced. There's a lot of expectation of, you know, you must understand all of these technologies. You must know all these things. Sometimes, I guess, look, by our nature, the people like myself who are in the software industry, we can be a little bit introvert and maybe keep things a little bit to ourselves and not talk about them. And so I guess this is an opportunity for us to discuss those challenges.
And look, I know we've spoken before, Stephanie, about the fact that you are a female software developer and that you were in the minority. Are you still in the minority or has it gotten a bit better?
I'm thinking it's getting better. I feel like it's getting better. I can see some of the female engineers coming into Populo now and they're fantastic. They're bringing a whole new ethos into the business. We are addressing that gender balance. I'm seeing it getting a little bit better. So this year alone, we've got a lot more female graduates coming in. And I think it is getting a little better. Software as a discipline has changed completely. And I think it's more attractive to women now. It's a much more collaborative process where you're really starting to understand together how to solve a problem and how to understand the customer needs and customer problems. So it's, I think it plays a lot more to the female skill set in terms of bringing people together, understanding
problem solving.
We do that a lot in our lives.
And I do it better than the men.
sometimes. We can't be unfair to the men.
God forbid. When you're in this world, do you ever stop to go, good God, how quickly we have come on, even since RebelCon started, at how things have changed? I mean, Internet of Things being a specific topic, and but that wasn't even a thing 5 years ago.
Absolutely. Even, you know, and this is funny, we gathered a panel of experts from across Cork's technology sector to come and look at the speaker submissions for the talks. And actually, in the middle of that, we had to actually Google some of the things that were coming in that people wanted to talk about. that's how fast technology is moving.
Discreetly, I'm presuming. Yeah.
These are the CTOs and heads of engineering of the companies who are just double checking what is that. So it's moving at a lightning pace, and you know, and that is the challenge. How do you keep up with that, really? And I think it's unrealistic to fully keep up with that. But how do you equip yourself to understand?
Well, you are hosting the event with Populo, but you're getting support as well there from the likes of Teamwork and Johnson Controls and Dell EMC and SkillNet IT at Cork. So you're in good company at the event.
Yeah.
Is it all sold out? Can people still come along if they want to?
Yeah, there's still tickets available online, and we're doing some discounted rates for group bookings as well. So
what a hard
have
sales
a
pitch coming
know,
at you.
Right?
I wasn't expecting that at all. Go on, tell me how they can do it.
So go online, and there's a fill out the form online. And if you can't, if you do need a group booking, you can contact us. You can email us. The email is on the website.
Okay, and the website is?
Rebelcon.io.
Okay.
I.O.
Oh, wow. You
that's
see,
new thing.
That's just confusing me now. Rebelcon.io.
Yeah.
Stephanie Sheehan of Populo, we wish you the very best of luck. The event runs on the 19th and 20th of June at the Clayton Hotel in Cork City. From Rebelcon, Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jonathan.
My thanks to all of my guests. The next podcast is a really exciting one. It's our town takeover. And first in our sights this summer is the town of Youghal. That'll be up next week. All episodes are on redextra.ie. Niamh Hennessy produced. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.